This is VOA News, reporting via remote. I'm Jeff Custer. A U.S. congressional delegation led by House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has arrived in Taiwan, defying warnings by China, which has threatened a military response. Pelosi and her delegation were greeted on the tarmac at Taipei's Songshan Airport by Taiwanese officials at about 11 p.m. local time. The group was then led into a terminal building. Associated Press correspondent Sagar Magani has more on the controversial visit.
Pelosi is the highest-ranking American official in 25 years to visit the self-ruled island China claims as its own. Beijing has been warning of strong measures if she showed up. The Biden administration did not explicitly urge Pelosi to call off the trip, but did try to assure China her visit would not signal a shift in U.S. policy toward Taiwan.
Nothing has changed. There's no drama to talk to.
Still, National Security Council spokesman John Kirby said yesterday U.S. officials worried China would retaliate with military exercises as a show of force.
We will not take the bait or engage in saber-rattling.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
In a statement released after her arrival, Pelosi said, "Our congressional delegation's visit to Taiwan honors America's unwavering commitment to supporting Taiwan's vibrant democracy." Meanwhile, China continues to react angrily to the visit. Its military released a threatening video Tuesday showing recent drills, apparently simulating an invasion. And as predicted, China this week stepped up military exercises near Taiwan. Analysts expect those drills to intensify in coming days. Pelosi is making the highest-level U.S. visit to Taiwan since 1997, when then-House Speaker Newt Gingrich visited Taiwan. Gingrich told VOA he thinks Pelosi's trip will amount to only a minor irritation to U.S.-China ties. This is VOA News.